Blog Talk Radio.
Hey guys, it's Nicole Vandler here, Metatron Angel. So I wanted to call or have a talk tonight about my new program, The Beauty Matrix. And so what is this really? This is a program about energetics and losing weight. And the reason that I wanted to share this was because it was given to me at a time in my life when I was traveling. I wanted to keep my beauty regimen up to date. I wanted to keep everything crisp and clean. I wanted to feel good in my body and still communicate with the angelic realm. And so what I found out was that I was picking up and receiving messages directly related to my environment, the people I was hanging out with, as well as my physical composition in the body. So as I traveled throughout the states, I found out that in some states I was more bloated, depending on if there was more water around me, or if the altitude was really high, I would lose weight. And that may not be like across the board true for everyone. In fact, probably not. But it was interesting for me to actually witness this because I understood that my thoughts, beliefs, and my reality around me will definitely have a physical effect on my body. And if you're listening to this show, you already believe in divine guidance, and which probably means that you have an inkling into divine health. So that means healing the body through conscious thought, prayer, intention, meditation, however you go about it, seeking maybe some holistic practices along with whatever doctor you may see or not see. And so this just goes one step further where we're talking about beauty and energetics and how can we make that work for us? How can we truly exist in the physical self to be happy and ultimately to be free? So tonight I wanted to share my personal story of losing weight. Recently I just went to the Philadelphia area. So I'm originally from Philadelphia. And I had sessions and events in PA in New Jersey. Now, I love my hometown, but what I noticed, since I'm now living in Florida, what I noticed is as soon as I got into that area, and I drove up, mind you, I immediately felt fat, sick, and bloated. Now, there's nothing wrong. I see, my point in creating this program, or I should say just channeling this program, was not to make everybody a size 2. I'm not a size. That's not the point. The point was to have women energetically feel good in their body because every woman I met was not feeling good in their body. So for me, I do not like to feel tight in my clothes, and I do not like to feel like bloated, for lack of a better word. And so as soon as I got into the area, I immediately felt my back started to hurt, my hands, my feet. And I was sitting in a car. It wasn't like I was doing crazy lunges. And some people may say, well, you were sitting in a car. But I've traveled before. It doesn't bother me. I'm young enough to where this doesn't bother me. And what I noticed was the consciousness of the area I was staying in happened to be people that were not so perfect in health and had problems, and they admitted it, whether it was weight, disease, addiction, all these things. I'm not talking about clients. I'm just talking about my neighborhood that I was visiting. And so what I was doing was unintentionally picking up their vibration or picking up the consciousness of the area. And because I was working so much, I didn't have an opportunity to do these techniques that I know and love and that have helped me throughout the years with channeling, with being a clear channel, and also making my ideal size and curve. And so I was traveling with my boyfriend, and I knew that I was getting, I felt that I was getting bigger, and he did not say anything to me until we like crossed over the southern states coming home, and we were, I think, in North Carolina. And he mentioned, I said, babe, like, I really feel like I just lost 40 pounds of excess weight. And he was like, you did. I was actually quite concerned. I was quite concerned, I didn't know who or what you were morphing into. And that was just how quickly energy can really add pounds and weight onto you when you're not even thinking about it. We've been taught so much, like, watch what you eat, watch. Have so much thought on this food, watch what you eat. Or work out, you know. Listen, I work out. I love working out. I love doing yoga. But I do it because I want to. It's not because I feel like I have to. And I eat what I want. I don't hinder myself if I want to have something special because I know that it's all energy, and with the right technique, I can push it back. So, along the way, I understood that if I get into this believing of myself, of the energetics, of a knowing in my heart that it was just energy, that was like the first line of defense. If I understood it was just energy and create and got to just discontinue this thought in my head that I'm going to get fat, that I'm going to gain weight, if I just took those thoughts alone out of my conscious mind, then the body would respond. So a very good friend of mine had told me a long time ago that the body is conscious. It is separate from us. And I have really found that out to be true. Most people actually aren't even in their body, and that's a whole another subject. But the body will follow the mind, right? So if the mind is, you are beautiful, you are abundant, you are so beautiful, I love you so much, the body is going to respond to that. And again, when you're telling the body, oh, I hate you, you're fat, you're growing old, you look a mess, the body will respond to these things as well. Now, there is a conscious thought pattern of bringing not only those thoughts into the mind, but solidifying it into the heart. When you solidify it into the heart, it then begins to mass produce and become a feeling within the physical self. That means you're actually anchoring in this frequency. So if you're anchoring in this frequency of feeling good about yourself, of knowing that you can develop whatever physicality you'd like to see here, that's your first line of defense, right? Again, going with belief systems. And in the Beauty Matrix program, it's worded. It's directly from my guides, and I've transcribed it. So you'll understand the verbiage is very much how I would sound, you know, when I'm just screaming or channeling, conscious channeling. Not deep. And so they talk to you in frequency. So the book is very energetic, and so as you are reading it, you will start to understand, and ideas and thoughts will come up of, oh, so this is what they're talking about, and I need to get rid of this. Oh, okay, so now I understand. When I think like A, B, C, then that is going to affect me, and so on and so on. So as I was up north a few weeks ago, I noticed that I started not feeling, like I said, I put on like 40 pounds of weight, and I started not feeling my best. I started getting down on myself again. I was very lethargic. I didn't want to have sex. I didn't, you know, it was just not like me. And when that happened, for me, that is like a total sign of, oh, okay, this energy is literally, you know, I know everybody understands that the energy is in the auric field. You can pick up thoughts of somebody else that are not yours. This goes a step further and to say, oh, no, you're holding energy inside of your physical body that is actually not yours. And so when you begin to release that, and when you begin to use tools and tricks that I have written down, the Beauty Matrix, it's on my website for download, by the way, MetatronEvil.com, then the guide and what I like to call the goddess energy of old, you start to get a tsunami of these energies that will help you to come in and clear out any baggage, any emotional trauma. It's like the process of doing yoga, but without the asana. So yoga is a very in-depth process, and we only really practice asana, which is the postures, the poses that everybody sees on Instagram. But it's not really, there's a whole nother system. And so this is part of, I guess you would say, very generic baseline of yogic principles. So I'm going to take a breath for a minute, and I'm going to slow down because I can feel that there's a lot of energy around this and these, how do I want to say this? These duty regimens or things that we've been known to engage with. So I want to relax the body right now, and I want to put you guys in sort of this trance-like state. It's a light trance, so that you can feel the energy and what I'm talking about behind this program. So it'll actually really help you guys. So breathing into the self. Relax, release, surrender. Open your mind. Open your body. Bring your breath back into the room. So many of us have lost the conscious thought of where the breath meets the body and how to bring the breath back into the soul. When you are decompartmental, or when you are compartmentalized, I should say, you are not as beneficial as when you were integrated fully into the body. So mentally saying to your team spirit that you give them permission to work on you right now. If it is okay with you, tell them to come closer to you, that you wish to understand the nature of the program, the energetics behind it, and to receive the downloads for your benefit. So releasing here, allowing yourself to get lost in the energy, allowing yourself to expand forward, releasing all negativity, releasing all thought patterns of this is not going to work. Too insecure. I have too much. Allowing this to fall away from you. Breathing out. Allow yourself to get lost in your breath. Bring your breath closer to your heart. Ask your guides at this time to come around you in spirit. Allow them to come into your heart, gently nudging away anything in your heart center that is gnawing you. This could be a conversation you've had recently, thoughts about your mortgage, bills. Possibly an engagement, anything that has your heart heavy with you. Release it into your guide. Release it into their loving care. They're saying, so when you release energy, you allow us to help you. You allow us to take. That is like shedding 30 pounds instantly of weight. It is like shedding a whole human going out. When we think about trauma, energetically or emotionally, or we hold on to life goals that are no longer serving. They will store cellular memory, which then equates to physical in often centers or triggers. The cells will begin to blow up with energy. They are remembering an event. They are trying to escape or run away or keep the person safe. They are trying to find out, what can I do here to hold the spirit in the body? So when we release the suffering, release the pain, misunderstanding, then your stomach will come down to the right side. Everything will tighten up. There will be no more loose skin. Your energy body will begin to glow, which then allows your actual skin to glow. You will leave the aging process, and you will start to remember your eternal and divine self. Breathing in and breathing out. Allowing yourself now to go to your third eye. Be here in the third eye. See what is ailing you. You may hear or see something. Understand that these are your psychic centers. Not bad, but good. And ask Archangel Metatron to come forward, asking him to place his hand over our third eye, cleaning out all the memory, all of the seeing we have done in the day, all of the things that our brain has mapped and registered as events or situations of life. Allowing him to clear these out. No more storage. Do not harbor anything here. For when we create space in the mind, and when we create space in the body, it allows for the expansion of spirit. It allows for the expansion of self. When you are relaxing into this posture and you are allowing yourself to be vulnerable, to surrender, then you will understand the totality of your reality. So asking Metatron again to come through your third eye. You may hear words. This may be your mind is saying stuff, or it may be your spirit that has attached itself to you. These fears will go away. It is your time. Okay, continuing to breathe. And coming back into the room, and opening your eyes. Right. So I'm going to go to our callers here. I'm a little bit out of it, so give me a minute. All right, so I'm going to go to our call. Okay. Hello. Hello? 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 this person. Hello? All right. So, not hearing this person. I'm just going to check real quick my audio to see if everything's running right. I think it is. Hello? All right, guys. I don't know what is happening here. So, all right. So I'm gonna. I apologize. I went through all of my systems. Like, everything's working fine, so I'm hoping that you're hearing me okay, because I don't, it looks like everything's good on my side. Alright, so relaxing back into the body, I want to talk about some of the main characteristics of this program. By the way, it's available on my website, which is MetatronAngel.com. It's a PDF file. It's actually, I would call it a living document. It's very much like the Keys of Enoch, how that's a living document. However, I'm not super scientific in here. It is very general so that people can understand, but it's a program that when you read it, it's getting downloaded into your subconscious and conscious mind, and then it comes with a group of esoteric beings. I mean, they pretty much, anybody who's read this has confirmed that their own guides come in, the angels, galactics, elementals, whoever you're working with, spirit, that kind comes in and will help facilitate these different brainwave activity. Thank you, and recalibrating your thought center. Because again, what we are saying is that there's a process in the mental facility that needs to be recalibrated, or all the work that you're doing on the physical, which you could be killing yourself at the gym, you could have every fad diet, you could have all the weight loss techniques, and you will never see the results you want to see in a quick manner if the mind is constantly overriding these programs. So let's get into this. All right. So here are some of the concepts. The first chapter I talk about water molecules. And the water molecule effect is basically just paying attention to how you feel in your given location of time, of incarnation, I'm sorry, at your given environment. Thank you. I get a little tongue-tied sometimes. So the water molecules would be to understand that everything is frequency, and if I am telling myself that I'm no good, ugly, whatever, blah, then the water within my body is going to react in such a manner. So, but this one is more an environmental, where you're like, okay, I'm in this consciousness of this group that's real dense, or I'm in an area where there's a lot of water, or it's elevated, or it's plain, or it's humid, or it's desert, or it's mountains. However, on the beach, and just taking notice of your environment and how that will shift your body. It will shift your body. Well, excuse me. It will have you thinking that you are possibly sick when you're not. It'll have you thinking that you're bloated, you yourself are bloated, not understanding that there's environmentals involved. When I first started yoga, what I would pay attention to were the different planets and who was ruling that day. Not only from the Vedic chart, which is this part of the science and astrology of yoga. It's not like Western astrology. And I would understand when I was on my mat, I would hear from the yogis in spirit, and they would tell me, like, what planet is here and what today is doing. And so, like, we'll just take Saturday for essence. So Saturday is known as the Day of Saturn. So it's a day of incinerating karma and finishing projects, right? That's Vedic astrology. But let's just say, you know, right now the planets are doing all kinds of crazy stuff. So let's just take the outline out of it. But let's say there's a planet that's affecting you in your chart or something that you know scientifically that you adhere to. It could be the moon, the stars, the sun, Venus, Mars, whatever. But instead of listening to maybe the social media around it or media in general around it, because when you take somebody else's word and you don't have an actual experience with knowledge, it doesn't really solidify in the mind, and then you're kind of following somebody else's reality. So let's just say you have this inkling, this knowing, like, hey, all my tech is breaking, nothing's working for me today, there must be a planet out of whack. And you go into meditation, you talk to your guides, and you figure out what's happening, right? And then you will say, oh my God, my body is out of whack too. I can't go to the bathroom. I'm all bloated. I don't feel good. Okay, well then that must mean there's a planet in your chart that's creating a fictitious disease counterpart of you, which is, in simple words, is that it's just really messing you up. And not to get too hung up on the scientific nature, because I see a lot of people do that too, where they're stoked, they won't make a move, you know, because there's a certain planet or something in alignment with their higher self. And I'm not telling you to discount that, but what I'm saying is follow your own truth. So if it does affect you, wonderful. If it doesn't affect you, don't live in fear. That's all I have to say about that. Because there's a whole big discussion right now that the planets are not really where they are. And in fact, there are more planets than what we're being shown, and there's different names for them. So that's just, I don't know, and I have to get more intel on that from the higher realms, and then I'll relay that. So that's why I don't want people getting so hung up on everything right now, because it's counterfeit a little bit. Well, I should say there's more happening. So, 6,000 years ago, it was definitely in alignment. Right now, all bets are off. So what does that have to do with the physical body? So I would have friends call me and say, Nicole, what kind of day is it going to be today? And I literally could give them a world forecast just by paying attention to my body. Just by paying attention to how I feel in my body, how I'm interacting with people, what's happening to my environment around me, relationships, technology, what's going on. And no shit, I would put that stuff out on social media and people would be like, thank you so much. I was wondering, I thought it was just me. You can tell your body is your perfect barometer to what is happening around you. Also, to the good days too. Like, I just don't want to talk about the bad days. The good days too. Like, there's days where I feel so strong and I'm so thin and I am just floating and I can do all these crazy hands and wonderful acrobatics and I feel great in my body. So there's something in alignment with that as well. Like, those are the days that you turn out the really big business proposals, you write that book, you finish a documentary, you travel. You know, those are the days that you plan for the future, you age in your physical. Okay, so that's chapter one. Chapter two, removing belief systems. So we touched on this in the first half of the book, first half of the radio show. What are my beliefs? What do I believe that I come from, you know, women with osteoporosis, which you very well may? Or do I believe that I'm going to have arthritis when I get older? Do I believe I'm going to have breast cancer? I don't know what to worry about. Do I believe I'm going to have an obesity or obesity an epidemic? So these are some of the things within yourself. So this program, again, is very self-reflective. Guides are going to get you to feel within your body and within you what's happening. What are some of my belief systems I need to eradicate? And then we go into programming. Now, there's global programming, city programming, state, country, race, religion, everything, right? Stuff we've been programmed to believe in, not question, right? So I call it programming. So the neighborhood that I particularly grew up in, there was a lot of programming on what you should be when you grow up. So the programming was go to school, go to college, get a good job, and you're either a teacher or a nurse. Like those were the two things that you were taught to be. Or if you're a guy, same thing, and then you go either into the union or you're a cop. You know, and that it was just like a blue collar neighborhood. So I believe that is programming. Because if you look at that consciousness, those areas, that's what they were told to believe in. And programmed, I'm sorry. And so if you go, like, let's say into where my mom lives right now, or no, let me back it up, a different suburb where we also grew up, she moved us out of the city. And all the people there are either lawyers, the girls are usually lawyers, the guys are usually doctors, or surgeons, I guess it's a doctor. You know, a surgeon, a doctor, dentist. Girls are usually a lawyer, business owner. But that was like the programming of that area. Now, you could say it's influential and, you know, we can get into all different topics, but I'm just going to make this real simple. It's certain programming that you're taught, whether you're growing up with a belief system, conscious community around you, or there's programming from your parents, your siblings, society. Like right now, I'm 35 and I'm supposed to be having kids right now. I'm supposed to be getting married right now. That is the program, right? So in this book, we talk about why is it important to remove the programming. Now, this isn't to say that those people or that programming is bad. I mean, some would say it's bad, some would say it's not. Again, we're not going to get into that here. We're talking about removing the programming because then if you can look at your body, if you can look at your body as an energetic hologram, because it is, and it reacts to everything you think, say, and do, and every social interaction you have, maybe it would just be like, you're going into medicine when you really want to go into law. Or you're going to start a business, but you really just want to cut hair. Like, there's different. So if you're not in alignment with your spirit because of this programming that's around you, then that creates a distortion in the physical body, and it usually creates a distortion of the self, which means your spirit is on one side of the room, your physical body is on the other, the mental is in the middle, and it's a distortion, right? All these bodies are not lined up and therefore creating a rift into your physical reality and therefore not aligning with your supreme energetic. So the importance of breaking the programming is because now you have solo control over your body. You're not going to, manifest that heart disease because you believe that your uncle had heart disease. You're not going to manifest or adhere to the addiction because everyone around you had the program of addiction, which, by the way, I did too, and that's also in the book, but I took it out of my final column, which is another part of the book where it talks about finding where the disease is, and for me it was in my spinal column, taking out the program of addiction just like it's software, and removing this, and I literally felt cords pop out of my spine. It was very odd experience. But I was healed. I was recovered. I didn't want anything. And now I'll be in social situations, and it's not my frequency on a daily basis. It's so much more energetic than anything outside substance-wise could ever give me. And that's not saying if you use substances, it's bad because I'm not casting it. opinion, but I just know for me, like energetically, I'm so aligned that I love my energetics. And so I choose not to put these things in my body anymore because it would just be like a sort of dumbing down the frequency of the natural state. So again, that's a program. It's an addiction program. And I went back in my history and I found out where I was programmed. It was like I was 12 years old. I was told my dad was an addict. My mom told me I was going to grow up to be an addict, be careful. And then she caught me drinking or something. She caught me drinking and then told me or something like that. It was like around that age, 12, 13. So as I was developing, I was getting downloaded with these programs. It was like I was going to be addicted. I was going to be overweight. I would eventually get fat after kids. Like there was all this stuff and I was like, whoa, whose reality is this? And I'm not condemning my mom at all, because she wasn't the only one that said these things to me. There was other adult females in my life that was their program, and my mom was doing it because she was trying to warn me to like take some preemptive action so I didn't run into these issues. And when I went back, after I channeled this book and I wrote it down, I went back and I ripped the program out, the addiction program, I saw all of these memories come with it. And I was like, oh, there we go, very good. So that's just an example of what is in the book and how it can really change your life. All right, so moving on. There is journaling involved in the book. Making this a mind-body connection, that when we really have a mind-body connection with anything, it is real. So Metatron will often talk to me and tell me to write things down because he wants me to create it into physical form. So it's very nice. I meditate. I love to meditate. I love to be in that energy. But when I get out and I do something physically, it makes it real. I call it going into inspired action, writing your to-do list, goal sheet, whatever that is. So in the book, they will tell you to journal certain things, or they will tell you to write certain things, or to go through this process of, there's a grid on there, it's called a sleep cycle. I talk a lot about that as well. And all of this is really good because you're making conscious contact within your brain, your midbrain, I'm saying, and then it actually gives you an opportunity to reprogram yourself. And again, what we said about that is that then you have total control over your physical being and your mind and your spirit and what you want to do here in life. There's also a detox in the book. The detox is apple cider vinegar. I'm not sure if you guys have heard of that before, but he said that Brog is a label that we like, and the organic kind. No, they did not pay me to endorse that. It just works, and it's really tasty compared to the other ones that I've had that are very acidic. And we do about a shot of vinegar, apple cider vinegar, to a liter of water. Do this for about 2 weeks, twice a day, and what this does is it's natural laxative. It also cleans out years of toxins and debris in your body. So if you work with electronics, you work with people, anything that has a frequency can store itself within your body. Oh, that's a great one. If your third eye is open right now and you can see angels or spirit or you can perceive them, just try and do this for me. Try and look at the energetics outside your window, especially if you're in a city environment, even if you're in nature. It's insane. There's energy coming off of the electricity lines, radio frequency off the cell phone. Off of the cell phone towers, radio towers. There's frequency in the air from the airplanes, Cars, people. Now it's really fun when I talk to people. I can see like the thoughts above their head. I don't actually see the words, but it's like, in the Charlie Brown cartoon where you see the little thinking box. Like that's what I see. And so I figured let me try and look and see where else I can have see this. And it's in your everyday environment. So you're literally living, breathing, walking through the frequencies that are not yours. And so what the apple cider vinegar does is it takes those frequencies and rips them out of the intestinal wall. And you flush them. Like you have a bowel movement. And in the book I talk about, using this till the stool is gray, and I know that's kind of gross, but I'm just going to get down with it because that's actually the like matter. It's energy, it's frequency combined with whatever you were eating or in your intestinal wall, and it's actually ripping it out from the internal organs. So, I've had a couple girls call me that were like, "Okay, I'm drinking it, but nothing's moving." And I had to, you have to amp it up. So that's your own guidance. You may need to add more vinegar to your water. I know in the beginning I did a lot of vinegar, like a lot, because I just needed this to start moving. And now I haven't really drank it in about 6 months. But I'll go back and forth. So that's like my angel detox. That's what I call an angel detox. Because as an earth angel or somebody that's really sensitive energetically, you pick up on a lot of frequencies. Okay. All right. So let's see. Oh, okay. The hologram. This is really fun. So before your incarnation, you were a hologram. You picked out your actual body as a hologram. You were with your guides, your loved ones, your angels. You guys were all in this pre-incarnation, I want to say ceremony, but how I see it is that you were brought to like sort it's sort of like a screen. I've seen it two ways. One is like it's a screen in the etherics, and they show you a human body, and then you like get to design an actual human body. And then the other way, and this is pre-incarnation when you're still spirit. And then the other way that I've seen, and I don't know if this is just a joke that the angels have shown me, is that you're literally looking at a ball, like a crystal ball that we would, it's probably where crystal ball comes from, but it's huge, right? And you're leaning over looking at it, so it's like on the floor, and you literally are you pull a map of the world up. You point to where you're going to incarnate. You have a list of physical features come through, and it's kind of like one of those touch screens where you're just pulling different pieces in. Like, oh, I want to learn about debt forgiveness. I want to learn about abuse. I want to learn about drug addiction. I want to learn about channeling, like these sorts of things. And you also do that with the body. I know for me, because I remember this, I remember picking out my body. I remember picking out my breath. I remember picking out my nose, my hair. And in fact, when I was younger, I was so pissed off because I got made fun of for being heavier. And I was pissed off because intuitively I knew that I had a slimmer body, but I didn't know how to bring it in yet. You know what I mean? And like now I have the body that I remember. And I was like, because I never saw myself as overweight, as an overweight kid, until enough people told me I was. And so I was getting pissed off that I was being made fun of because I'm like, I'm hot. I don't know what you're talking about, And then I brought in the body that I have now. So anyway, so I talk about this in the book as being a hologram. You're an actual hologram in the etheric before you incarnate into the physical body. You're with spirit. You're with your guides, you're with your loved ones, you're with the angels. You're picking out this divine form. And yes, you may have chosen to experience certain diseases as a way of enlightenment for this path. You may have chosen that. But also too, if you're listening to this call or interested in the beauty matrix, your intuition is saying, I want to clear it. I want to have the perfect body. I want to feel good in my energy field. So you be sick or not feel good in your body. And going into this hologram, there's a very, very short meditation, and I would suggest reading it a few times so you're really comfortable with it and allowing your guides to come in and work with you on this. Because when you go, when you close your mind, I'm sorry, close your eyes, I'll just take you guys real quick, do one real quick. So just closing your eyes, we're already open because we already did our ceremony. So closing your eyes, try to look through your third eye as it is a movie screen. Picture it as a movie screen, like how you would go to a movie, and right before the movie's about to turn on, there's a blank movie screen. The best way I can say it. Now, bring in, or I'm sorry, ask your soul to bring up your hologram, the picture of your body in the etheric. So you may see yourself now currently. You may see yourself, I'm hoping you see yourself as purpose and divine health. Because that is how you are in the etheric. The other stuff is just things you wanted to learn along the way. So let's bring up perfect health, physical being here. So seeing it up on the movie screen, you can even see a cartoon caricature. I don't know how to say that. That's how I was seeing in the beginning when I opened up my third eye. It was very cartoony. And that's perfect too. I just want you to make this connection. So seeing it come up, glancing over the front of the body, glancing over the back of the body. She could be naked or clothed, or he could be naked or clothed. And just start to maybe get to know this hologram a little bit better. Maybe start to draw hair, eyes, lips. Maybe that size that you want it to be strong. You can even use other references. The point is, I want you to feel that it's your body, though, in the etheric. Since it's in the etheric, you don't have to worry about whether it's true or not. We'll just use our imagination. So just seeing here. And as you come out, start to breathe again. So something like that, real quick, simple, is what I explained in the book, how to do the meditation. And you can go back in, and I say, get very detailed. Understand the hips, the waist, the breast, the backside, the hair. Because when you get done creating your perfect image, then you get to walk into this image and actually merge with it. And when you're actually walking through and merging with it, then you can feel it in your physical body, which is really remarkable. It's almost like you're putting a suit on. So if I'm putting on like a galactic skin suit, right, I'm like climbing into my body. And then I'll start to feel it over this physical being here in this dimension. You merge with it, and the more that you can just breathe and sit there merging with this holographic image, this sort of skin suit that we just developed, you then can solidify in your mind that it's real, and you can breathe and bring it back into the physical, back into the physical being. And then I ask you to start to, you know, tighten your arms, feel your breath, feel your legs, your back, your waist. You have to start making connections, like tightening them up and loosening them up and tightening, like it's your body, like you're creating it. And so you're literally having this suit that's put on you and it's alive, and it's going to tighten and tune every piece of you. And that's the benefit of working with holograms, because I don't know if you guys have ever seen the virtual reality that was in the 90s, the virtual reality machines, and that's kind of what this idea is. I actually did not remember that until now, Metatron's telling me. Because when this intel comes, well, I'm just trying to transcribe it as quickly as possible. And the hologram was something I truly just remember from being a kid, and I was just so upset. And I was so upset for being made fun of when I didn't even realize my body wasn't hot, you know, because in my head, I was like, I have this really nice body in my life. So anytime I lose my physical form, meaning when I'm traveling or anything like that, I will do that meditation and slip on like the skin suit. And so your cells, your muscles, your skin, the tissue, everything starts reacting because you're having this conscious memory because it's real now. You're like, holy shit, everything is tightening up. So I worked with a couple women in Sedona that were in, I think, late 50s. She's probably going to kill me. There was a group of women, early 50s, yes. And very good-looking women, I mean, gorgeous. But their skin was starting to sag, and they were losing elasticity. So I told them about this. And so every night I said, before you go to, do the hologram meditation, but also before you go to bed at night, tell your guides and tell the angels you want to run your health and wellness program. You want to run your health and wellness program. You want to feel tighter when you wake up. You want to feel rejuvenated when you wake up. And then watch what happens. And a couple of girls reported back to me that they were actually losing weight in their sleep because they intentionally went to bed and did exercises in the nighttime with letting go of unwanted sounds and tightening up the skin. So I'm just looking at the time. I'm trying to get through the rest of these. All right, so the last thing we'll talk about, I have literally 30 seconds. Okay, the last thing we'll talk about is the vibration of food. So your food is really important. Even if you're eating a chocolate cake, please do it with gratitude and love. If you're eating chocolate cake and you have guilt, shame, remorse, anything overlying your actual eating, it's going to add 50 pounds to you. If you're eating a chocolate cake and you're in so love with it, you're in gratitude, you're having fun, all of these things, then when you are done, you're able to digest fully, these sort of frequencies will be in your body that are alive and well, and you want love and joy and abundance and truth and inspiration. You don't want fear, anger, jealousy, regret, blah, because all of that equals to stuff diminishing and wasting. I think that's just really good to leave upon. All of that equals weight gain, any unresolved issues like that. So if you've taken nothing else from this program, love yourself unconditionally. Be happy in who you are. Know that you are divinely created. You are perfect. And you can get back to that place anytime you like. You are the master of this reality. You have the ability to say when and how. And you are love. Your guides love you. Spirit loves you. Universe loves you. And it's time that we take back what is ours. And what I mean by that is your physical body, your mental health, and your spiritual well-being. It is all yours. It's in your divine creation. Nobody else's. And when you give that responsibility to any one of those three, to somebody else, you lose track of who you are, and you start developing things that are not yours. So thank you again for joining me tonight. I hope you guys had fun. I had fun. I still have a lot more to talk about. I'll do another one. Beauty Matrix is going worldwide, and I'm super excited about that. So if you need to connect, MetatronAngel.com, and I will see you soon. Much love and blessings.